local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just after 5:10 here. Welcome, everyone. About to get started with Hour 2. I'm Austin Price, joined by Joe Ford. Joe, how are you, sir?
I didn't know you had a last name. It's Austin Price. Is that
yes.
it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I said that all the time on this show.
The first time I've heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, I'm Austin, no last name, joined by Joe Ford here.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Austin. Appreciate that. Hour number two here on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Lot to get to here, especially locally. A lot happening here. We do start, as always, with our top three stories today. And number one, the Biden administration is putting the Yemen-based Iranian-backed Houthi rebels on its list of terrorist organizations, reversing a decision from 2021.
These attacks are a clear example of terrorism, violation of international law, and a major threat to innocent lives and to global commerce.
This announcement made after the recent airstrikes against commercial ships in the Red Sea, and last week the U.S. retaliated by launching airstrikes of their own on Houthi facilities in Yemen. The clock is ticking on the warning from the Biden administration to the state of Texas. If federal agents are not allowed back into Shelby Park and Eagle Pass by the end of the day today, the feds say they'll pursue any options available.
Greg Abbott has demonstrated a clear pattern and practice of dehumanizing some of the most vulnerable people.
Okay, that's Congresswoman Veronica Escobar. The Texas Democrat is furious that state guardsmen are being used to block illegal immigrants from claiming asylum. Governor Abbott ordered federal agents banned from the park, arguing that the Biden administration is allowing cartels unfettered access to the property. And a Maine judge is deferring a decision on whether or not former President Trump should be allowed on the state's ballot. Last month, Maine Secretary of State disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. The ruling, issued by the Superior Court Justice, says the decision should be on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the Colorado case. They will hear arguments on February 8th. Let's look at our top three stories today. As I mentioned, a lot happening here locally, plenty of local headlines. We'll get to those right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we were having a lot of issues if you were trying to come over Escambia River, traveling from Pensacola, trying to get into Pace. That appears to still have some congestion there, but nothing too severe that should hopefully die down soon. And looking in Pensacola, I mean, some busy intersections here and there, but nothing too crazy. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street if you're over in Pace and Milton. We do have a little bit if you're traveling over Blackwater River, trying to come into downtown Milton there, but that's not too bad, and it's not too much of a surprise either. You're probably going to see the most issues if you're a little bit far away from us, but if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway or Highway 98 near the Windhaven Beach area, we do have some backups in that area that are pretty lengthy at this moment, but if you're not over there, there shouldn't be anything holding you up for too long.
Freezing cold weather again for the overnight hours with lows near 30. Some of the inland areas will be down in the mid-20s. Clear skies tonight, and we've got a warmer day tomorrow with a high of about 60 degrees. Clouds will start to move back into the skies, though, and we do have a little bit of a chance for rain late in the day and into Thursday night. And then we've got another cold blast ahead for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, that cold blast, timing that out, that's going to be Friday night into the weekend. Tomorrow, a balmy 63 degrees. We're at 42 right now. Thank you very much, Alan. All right, looking at our local headlines today, a bench trial has been scheduled for next month to decide the ongoing dispute between Escambia County Commissioners as well as the Clerk of Court, Pam Childers. According to the PNJ report, the trial will be from February 26th through the 28th. For 2 years now, Childers has withheld making payments to retirement accounts belonging to Commissioner Stephen Berry, Lumen May, and Robert Bender, arguing the payments amount to an illegal pay raise of over 58%. The county filed a lawsuit later that month in January of 2022, and since then, the case has been in a holding pattern. Well, now we know where the end will be. Also, an effort this legislative session to enact term limits for county commissioners. State Senator Blaise Ingolia's bill has passed the Ethics and Elections Committee and now heads to the Community Affairs. State Representative Michelle Salzman filed the companion bill in the House.
We're not nitpicking, you know, only this guy or that guy. We're very consistent. My bill on Friday will be 12 years, non-retroactive. I don't know what's going to happen in the next committee stop, whether it will move back to 8 or whatever, but the retroactive piece at most will only include the current term that you're in plus the next term.
And that was during Commissioner Jeff Bergosh's coffee with a commissioner. Salzman says term limits are necessary for everyone, and if it's up to her, all constitutional officers would have term limits within the next 4 years. Some updates from last night. Number one, you can remove the interim from school superintendent Keith Leonard's job title. He was hired for the job permanently last night. The vote was unanimous and came after support from several community members.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything that hasn't already been said. For the last 6.5 months, you have done a spectacular job. Everything that was said, I agree with. You're a team builder, you're a leader, you're a communicator. You stood in the gap on behalf of the children. We're trying to do right by the kids, and that's the most important thing. But you also have a good relationship with the teachers, and you're striving to keep the good teachers.
And everybody who spoke during the public comment portion was supportive of Leonard being named the permanent superintendent. So now he'll begin negotiating on his new contract, which he wants to be 18 months and renewed annually, the same as other teachers and administrators in the district. Also last night, the Pensacola City Council, meeting as the CRA, voted to move forward with tearing down the old Malcolm Young Gym. This came after a presentation from contractors that had looked into structural damage at both Malcolm Young and the Cobb Center. The agenda item to fund a full assessment of the Malcolm Young Gym was amended to accept a demolition bid that was on the table until the end of the month.
I do know that if we were to move forward with demolition, that's not saying there still has to be a decision made on what goes there.
Correct.
So that is another conversation for another day.
That is Councilman Jared Moore. During discussion, several board members discussed keeping the land in the Parks and Rec Department and potentially building a new gym at that spot rather than using it for affordable housing. And also in Santa Rosa County, they have announced the name of their new South End High School. A missed opportunity, in my humble opinion, but we'll get to that in a moment. The naming process was started in December. Three potential names emerged as Bayshore High, Midway, and Soundside. To determine the final choice, public school enrolled families from South End school sites were invited to vote. After an initial vote, the two finalists were Midway and Soundside.
4,345 respondents, and overwhelmingly, by right at 1,000 votes, Soundside High School was what the stakeholders selected out of those two names.
So that was Assistant Superintendent Joey Harrell, and he did recommend the board adopt Soundside High, which they did so unanimously. The school colors and mascot are next up to be determined, and it'll open fall of 2026. How does Soundside Seals sound?
That's cool, yeah.
Because on the one hand, you got, obviously, seals. Number two, you've got the Navy SEALs. We got the Navy connection. So, I don't know if I can put any sort of copyright or just anything. Maybe I should purchase the domain Soundside SEALs or something. I don't know. Maybe I can capitalize on that.
No, that's not bad at all. Because see, I'm, you know, Joe, you and I are sports people. I try to think of like how like you would make a logo with it on like a football helmet or something. You know what I mean?
We'll just have the head of a seal.
Well, that's the thing. You could have the head of a seal, or you could have like an angry looking seal sitting on like a rock, and he's like got like a grimace on his face, and he's got like a helmet on.
I like that. Kind of a dolphins-esque.
Yeah.
Now here's my one problem is that it was a missed opportunity because lest we forget, the location for this high school is actually going to be on the bay side.
Right.
It's not a sound. It's the East Bay.
Right.
So obviously the connection for people that are my age is Bayside High, Saved by the Bell. So, you know, whatever. It sounds like, okay, we'll get used to it, but missed opportunity there, well, in my opinion.
There's probably 850 Bayside High Schools just west of the Mississippi alone. That's such an
Okay, but there's such none a here. There's
I know,
none here.
But that's such a common name. How many Soundside High Schools do you think there are nationwide?
I don't know.
They're trying to create their own image, and I like that. And I like the Seals idea.
Texter telling us that it's actually, oh, and this makes sense because of the number of Bears that are down in Navarre. So I like the Bears. That's a good one there.
That would be better if it were Bayside because it kind of rolls off the tongue better.
Exactly. And Bayside Bears. Isn't that what they were in the show?
Well, maybe. See, that's the thing. That would be even less original. Not only that, but in this general area,
no,
we've got the Baker Bears.
You can make the local connection, though, because of how many black bears are around Navarre and in the Midway area. So it's apparently between, according to the texture, I have not confirmed this, but I'll just take their word for it. The Bears and the Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
All right. You know, but there's already the Miami Hurricanes, so that, you know,
Do we have any schools named Bears in this area? My mind went to Baker, but that's Baylor Bears. That's a college.
Okay.
Do we have any Bear schools around here?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so maybe Bears wouldn't be as bad. I still think it would roll
the
better.
The Soundside Bears.
It could work.
Soundside Seals.
I like Soundside Seals.
Because obviously the natural rivalry is going to be Gulf Breeze Dolphins versus the Soundside Seals.
There are some good ideas.
Dolphins versus Seals.
Oh, I've got another good idea. It's 5:22. I think we should take a break.
All right, fine.
Sorry about that. Yeah, 5:22. We'll take a quick break and be back shortly with state and national headlines here on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, didn't see much to report on last time, and that appears to still be the case here. We do have some backups on the bridge between Pensacola and Pace. If you're trying to come over Escambia River to get into Pace, we do have some backups there if you're coming from the Scenic Highway area. Outside, but it does not appear to be too severe at this time. Outside of that, Pensacola, for the most part, is looking fine. If you are on Highway 98 or Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through the Windhaven Beach area, we still have some pretty lengthy backups there. And outside of that, you should be fine. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Caroline Street over in Pace and Milton looking fine as well. So if there's anything holding you up, it shouldn't do so for too long.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees. Inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We're at 42 degrees currently, 34 the overnight low tonight. I've gotten a few more texts here. We were talking last segment about the what's a good nickname for the new Soundside High School. Let's see. Seals, I think, was a good one. The Bears, we liked. A couple of good texts, I think. We have the Soundside Seabees, the Soundside Sea Dogs.
Yeah.
I like that one as well. And then Sharks. We had a couple of Sharks coming in there as well. So you'll let us know your thoughts if you've got a clever name. I'm just saying, you know, dare to be different here. You've got a one-time opportunity to really dive into something that really you identify with. And, of course, a big Navy town, obviously by the water. I'm still just going to maintain it should have been Bayside, but whatever. I can live with that. But let us know your thoughts. Text in 850-437-1620. All right, quick rundown here of what's happening around the state of Florida today. So, of course, with the legislative session, we got a few updates on some bills here. We'll go through these. One bill that is looking to fast-track would ban children from using social media. It could get to the full House floor as soon as this week. It would prevent kids from making social media accounts until they're 16. It would also delete existing profiles that fall under the restricted age groups. Also, a House Constitutional Rights Committee today approved a proposed bill that would prevent local government schools and colleges from flying flags that make political statements. The State Board of Education today discussing the new law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion at their first meeting here today.
We will no longer allow state or federal funds to be used to administer programs or activities that classify people by race or sex, or that treats people differently according to their race or sex.
That's Education Commissioner Manny Diaz. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the DEI law last year. And finally, the SpaceX mission to send astronauts, an all-European crew, to the International Space Station. That's been pushed back a day. So So they'll be hopefully launching from Kennedy Space Center tomorrow. 5:30 right now. Fox News Update is next. National headlines and look at what's happening in the sports world is right after that. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
John Saucier, former President Trump in New York court, fighting a defamation lawsuit from former magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. Trial set to continue Thursday, the same day as a funeral for the mother of Melania Trump. He says the judge overseeing the trial has given him an ultimatum.
We asked to just delay the trial for one day so I could go to the funeral tomorrow and then we could start Friday or Monday or any time they want. And he said, absolutely not. The trial will go on just as it is. You can go to the funeral or you can go to the trial, but you can't do both.
Trump found liable for assaulting Carroll in May. She's suing for defamation after he denied it, saying he never knew her. President Biden meeting with congressional leaders, talking about his national security supplemental request. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine. But the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Afterwards, this meeting was called productive. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration says that it's widening its probe into Boeing's quality control practices. In a statement earlier, the FAA said that it's now looking at Spirit AeroSystems, who's a contractor that built the 737 MAX 9's fuselage. Investigators are looking at how a door plug blew off a plane during an Alaska Airlines flight nearly 2 weeks ago. Now, Boeing said earlier this week that they'll improve their transparency and will allow airlines into their factories. Now, meanwhile, Alaska Airlines CEO says that their fleet of 737 MAX 9s will be grounded indefinitely. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today as investors remained concerned about the outlook for interest rates, and also as investors took in some economic data from the U.S. and overseas, in particular Chinese GDP figures. China's economic growth missing expectations in the fourth quarter. GDP seeing 5.2% growth in the fourth quarter. That was higher than the third quarter, but missed economists' expectations of 5.3%. And that is Your Money Now.
Attention business and homeowners. Are you tired of that red dirt driveway? Are your customers having to dodge potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance pave a way to a better business and a better curb appeal. Patriotic is veteran owned and operated and servicing the entire Gulf Coast and offers seal coating, line striping, patching, and full paving, both asphalt and concrete for residential and commercial. Get a free quote today or get more information at patrioticpavingllc.com. That's Patriotic Paving.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Cody Martin, the music director of the Pensacola Opera, discusses the kickoff of the 41st season with Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, January 26th and the 28th, a tragic tale of the madness of matrimony. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com and call or text in your questions for the Pensacola Opera at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute. When a reporter asked Todd Bowles if he was concerned about the weather in Detroit for the Bucks divisional game against the Lions, his face barely changed expressions. With a half smile, he pointed out the Lions play in a dome, so no, he's not concerned about the cold. He could have embarrassed the reporter, he could have been sarcastic or snarky or just rude, and he wasn't. He answered straight up, calmly correcting the reporter and moving on. Thank you, Todd Bowles. I'm Annie Lawrence.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money, These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 5:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have another accident report on the bridge between Pensacola and Pace. If you're trying to come over Escambia River, we had one earlier that was causing a lot of congestion, and we still have some issues in that area with another crash being reported. So if you're in that vicinity, look out for that. Other than that, not a ton going on in Pensacola at the moment. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street over in Pace and Milton. The only other place you're going to have some issues is if you're well out of our comfort zone, so to speak, and you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. That's Highway 98 in the Windhaven Beach area. We still have a lot of issues traveling westbound over there.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees, inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I'll tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It is 42 degrees right now. Overnight low is 34, warming up to mid-60s tomorrow. So that'll be nice. 5:37, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of our top three stories in case you're just joining us. Today, the Biden administration is putting the Yemen-based Houthi rebels back on its list of terrorist organizations. They took them off the list back in 2021 in an effort to increase improve relations with Yemen. The clock continues to tick on a warning from the Biden administration to the state of Texas. They say if federal agents are not allowed back into Shelby Park in Eagle Pass by the end of the day, the federal government will pursue any options available. And today, a Maine judge is deferring a decision on whether or not former President Trump should be allowed on the state's ballot. So, of course, last month, the Secretary of State in Maine disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment. But a judge today is saying that a decision should be on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the Colorado case. Arguments there will be on February 8th. 5:38 now, taking a look at what's happening in our national headlines. Central U.S. dealing with more cold weather, and it'll get here eventually this week. National Weather Service says this Arctic cold front is plunging into the U.S. starting today, and more record-setting cold temps could be on the way. An ice storm in the Pacific Northwest has left thousands without power in Oregon as well. Timing it out here for our area Friday night. So we'll have on a high of 55 on Friday, and then dipping down to 25 Friday night, and then highs will be in the 40s on Saturday and Sunday.
My goodness. Writer E. Jean Carroll took the stand today in the defamation damages trial against Donald Trump. Last year, a jury found the former president liable for sexually abusing and defaming Carroll, and she was awarded $5 million in damages. The second trial involves public comments that Trump made about Carroll while he was president and after last year's verdict.
The federal special counsel in charge of the Hunter Biden case is slamming Hunter for concocting, quote, fiction designed for a Hollywood script. Hunter Biden claimed that he was only indicted on gun charges because of right-wing bias. Federal special counsel David Weiss released a photo of the revolver Biden's accused of illegally buying and added that cocaine residue was found on the gun pouch. So.
Oh, goodness. House Republicans are demanding a written testimony from the Homeland Security Secretary as part of impeachment proceedings, backtracking on plans to have him publicly speak. The newest letter comes as Alejandro Mayorkas' office said that he wouldn't be able to meet the committee chair Mark Green's demand for testimony because he would be hosting a delegation from Mexico to talk about immigration issues.
And finally, attorneys for Brian Koberger want the judge to unseal their arguments, asking him to dismiss the charges. Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in 2022. His attorneys previously made two attempts to get the indictment against him dropped, and both of those motions were denied. Austin, busy night in sports tonight?
Yes, we actually have multiple sporting events going on tonight, televised, that is. And some NFL headlines as well. We'll start with the NBA. A couple of televised NBA games. Bucks at Cavaliers. That's going to be at 6:30 on ESPN. And Mavericks at Lakers at 7:30 on ABC. As for college basketball, there's a few matchups to keep an eye on. At 6 o'clock, we have two games tipping off. That's in about 20 minutes. Number 18, Creighton, takes on number 1, UConn on FS1. While 12-4, Mississippi State travels to number 8, Kentucky on ESPN2. Again, both of those games tip off at 6 o'clock. After that, at 8, we have number 25 Texas Tech battling number 5 Houston on ESPNU. And then lastly, it's number 12 Arizona versus USC at 9 o'clock on ESPN. So a lot of big names there. Lastly, as far as sporting events going on tonight, we have in the NHL, Red Wings at Panthers. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on TNT. Floridians may be happy about that, but I hate to break it to you, that was not the original plan. The game took the televised spot from the Blackhawks at Sabres after postponement due to travel restrictions in Buffalo. As a Steelers fan, I know the feeling. The Blackhawks and Sabres will instead face off tomorrow. As for some of the headlines in the NFL, there's one that's very puzzling. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, it's been rumored that he had a scare last month, and TMZ has since reported on that, adding a lot more context to it. They cited the Carmel police and its documents from the report where he was found unresponsive sometime last month. The documents allege that he was given Narcan at the scene. That is a medicine used for reversing opioid ODs and potentially fentanyl issues as well, as we discussed last hour. And they classified the incident as an overdose. The Colts have been reserved in their comments on both the report and Irsay's health, simply stating that he's being treated for a severe respiratory illness. So very, very shady stuff going on there. Even if he is like, hey, I'm just having a respiratory issue. Even if that is the case, I mean, I'm not trying to incriminate him. It's just weird that all that stuff's going on there. And lastly, we've got some more coaching news in the NFL. We recently talked about the Falcons being the latest to interview Bill Belichick. Well, now they're the latest to interview Jim Harbaugh for their head coach opening. So we're getting Super Bowl winning NFL coaches. We're getting national title winning and Super Bowl runner up coaches. We're getting everybody trying to make Atlanta good. This news comes, as I said, just after the Bill Belichick stuff from just a day ago, I believe. And then lastly, Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin is confirmed to be riding with the Steelers next season. If you're a Steelers fan like myself, you know that is no surprise. The bare minimum, that's going to keep you your job in Pittsburgh, from what I've gathered.
What's this? It's 2024.
Right.
We've had how many Steelers? When did Chuck Knoll start? Like 1969?
I believe, yeah.
Three head coaches since 1969.
And that's the thing. That's why some Steelers fans react so poorly to the idea of canning Tomlin, because they're like, that's not in the culture. It's like, okay, you've had... First of all, Mike Tomlin is a good coach. I'm not trying to say he's not. And he's going to be Hall of Fame one day. But it's like Bill Cowher's in the Hall of Fame. Chuck Knoll's in the Hall of Fame. Like, those are Super Bowl winning head coaches. You've struck gold a couple times in a row. And they were guys who never strayed away from the job. It's like, it's not your culture. It's luck. Like, that's what it is. That doesn't mean, oh, so what? If we start going 4-13 every year, we got to keep Tomlin till death do us part because it's the culture? No, come on. That's stupid. The standard's going to keep dropping. Don't even get me started. That's our sports news, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You started to turn into the guy that was watching the game there.
Yes.
That entertained our audience. So
yes, I started to turn into that guy.
Can't be doing that. All right, just shy of 5:45. We'll get another check of the roads and weather before health, business, and science.
All right, looking at the roads here, not a ton to report on. We do have a little incident. If you are traveling between Pace and Pensacola, the Escambia River bridge there, we do have to look out for that. We had an accident report there pretty early in the show that caused a lot lot of issues, but it died down. Now we've got a little bit more with another traffic incident there. So if you're on that bridge, as I said, that's between Pace and Pensacola. So that's between the Woodbine Road and Scenic Highway region there. If you're on that bridge, look out for that. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola. We're almost near the end of the second hour, so I'm going to say it. I don't think I'm going to jinx anything. Pine Forest Road has given us no trouble this evening. Mm. Yeah, I know. It's almost Twilight Zone-ish. It has given us no issues at all, so I'm going to keep a sturdy eye on that. But beyond that, Caroline Street and the Pace Milton area is looking all right. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking fine. We did have some congestion on Highway 98 closer to the Navarre Parkway area around Windhaven Beach. We still have that if you're traveling westbound. Hopefully, though, it does look like it's breaking up, so it shouldn't hold you up for much longer.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our weather forecast, we're at 42 degrees, currently 34 overnight tonight. Clouds moving in, and tomorrow we'll have mostly cloudy skies. Big warm-up, though, 62 degrees. Bust out the Speedos. Chance of showers overnight tomorrow is 40%, 47 for a low. Sunny 55 Friday, and then the Arctic blast will come in once again, cooling down to 25 for the overnight low Friday, and then weekend temperatures 42 Saturday, high of 46 on Sunday. Health, business, and science notes today. Customers are about to save at the bank as the Biden administration and the CFPB unveiled new regulations for overdraft fees. Those are expected to go into effect in 2025. Banks will now have to choose between offering overdraft loans for profit or as a courtesy service, dropping fees by over 50%. The rule changes will affect around 175 banks nationwide. I would be cautious here to say that consumers are about to save. Because, listen, anything the banks are going to do to make money, they're going to do.
Yes.
And if the Biden administration, if I'm reading this right, is telling them, hey, you have to make a choice here that you can, if you can't charge customers a fee, but what you can do is offer them a overdraft loan. Mm-hmm. Loans typically have what? Interest.
Yeah.
Or you can do it as a courtesy service. They're going to choose the overdraft loan. So yeah, be careful about that. Just don't overdraft your account.
Yeah, that's smart. And another smart idea, according to a Harvard study, is to avoid fruit juice, as it's been showing a link between that and weight gain in both children and adults.
It's a new analysis of 42 prior studies which found that drinking a glass or more a day of 100% fruit juice is linked to weight gain, not just in kids, but in adults. The study, published in JAMA Pediatrics, says the actual weight gain is small but significant because juice causes a sugar spike, and too much sugar in the blood, well, that can lead to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Experts say the bottom line is skip the juice and eat the orange or apple itself, and use portion control, no more than half a cup a day for young kids. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Okay, I wanted to ask this because this caught my attention last hour. I mean, maybe I'm not understanding. Wasn't that already kind of understood? Like, fruit juice has a lot of sugar in it, and you shouldn't drink a ton of it? Like apple juice, for example.
In its most basic premise, yes, I think that is the understanding that,
like,
I have.
Apple juice, especially if you are a diabetic, apple juice, like, that's like a death sentence. If you were to chug like a glass of apple juice a day, you're gonna die in a week. Like, I mean, I don't know
that's
not
literally
scientifically
is based
sound.
In science. Yes.
Yeah. So that's not scientifically sound. That was a joke. But still, though, like, apple juice, big no-no, especially if you're someone who needs to watch your sugar intake. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay.
That's just my take, though.
All right. Well, very good. Older Americans own a much bigger share of large homes than they did a decade ago, and young families are struggling to get into them. Mm. Empty nest baby boomers own 28% of large homes, and millennials with kids own 14%. Gen Z families own just 0.3% of homes with three bedrooms or more, and this is a change from the historical norm. 10 years ago, young families were just as likely as empty nesters to own large homes. So, all right.
I find it surprising that historical norm was so different just 10 years ago. If you told me, hey, listen, baby boomers on average own better homes than like Gen Z, that's not a surprise to me. But the fact that it was far more of like an even slate just 10 years ago, that's a surprise to me, definitely.
It could just be simply, and I don't know, but it could just simply be the prices of homes have gone up so much in the last 10 years that younger people are priced out because they haven't had as long time to build up savings for it or whatever. Pop culture notes here really quickly. Record low ratings for the Emmy Awards. The 75th annual Emmys had an audience of just 4.3 million total viewers nationwide. That is a 0.85 rating among adults 18 to 49, a new low for the award show. Did not help that they were going up against the Lions-Rams playoff game.
That is true, because that was the best game of the weekend.
5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news when we return on Pensacola right now.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life. The one we all dream of, but dreams just done in us, so I'll be waiting for the
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, had an accident report on the bridge between Pace and Pensacola. If you were trying to come over the Escambia River area, that bridge there. We did have an accident report that was causing some issues. It does appear to have some minor congestion, but it's very minor. It appears to be clearing up rather nicely. Outside of that, Pensacola is looking fine for the most part. Same thing with Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street and the Pace Milton areas. However, we were dealing with some issues in the Navarre Parkway area. That's Highway 98. If you're traveling westbound near the Windhaven Beach region there, that has since died down, though, as well. So you should not be dealing with much issues. And if you are, it should not be holding you up for too long.
Freezing cold weather again for the overnight hours with lows near 30. Some of the inland areas will be down in the mid-20s. Clear skies tonight, and we've got a warmer day tomorrow with a high of about 60 degrees. Clouds will start to move back into the skies, though, and we do have a little bit of a chance for rain late in the day and into Thursday night. And then we've got another cold blast ahead for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Right now it is 42 degrees. Overnight low tonight is 34. Austin, did we come to a consensus on what we as a show would like to formally recommend to the Santa Rosa School District what the Soundside mascot should be?
I liked seals. I know you came up with that. I didn't know if that was your favorite option.
No, I like seals.
Okay, well, then that's what I would say. I'd say
it's
seals.
It's a natural, because let's see. The Navarre is the Raiders. The Gulf Breeze is the Dolphins. I feel like the Midway, like the Soundside High School's more natural rivalry is going to be with Gulf Breeze as opposed to Navarre. That's just my thoughts. I don't know that to be true. But yeah. Seals versus Dolphins.
You could also,
if it's Navarre Raiders, I don't know, you can't go Buccaneers, right? Because that's
that's too similar to Raiders. And especially when you consider Navarre's logo. I wouldn't do that.
That's true.
I would say, but I think it's cool, like with the seal theme, because as I said, I think there's potential with the design there. But also, like at like a sporting event, if you're beating a rivalry, you know, there can be like your like victory is sealed. See what I did there? There's so much that you can do with seals, and as you said, it's relative to like the Navy presence in this area. I think you could have the kind of,
and maybe if you don't do like a cartoon angry seal with a football helmet or something,
right?
You could have like kind of a, you know, going off of like the Navy SEAL like insignia, but you could kind of do your own thing, you know.
No, maybe there's definitely some potential there.
Soundside. All right. Wacky stories. A homeless man is accused of shooting someone with a BB gun following an argument at a McDonald's in Hillsborough County, Florida. McDonald's is going to be a consistent theme here over the next minute and a half. Mm-hmm. Police say the suspect was originally warned about trespassing at the restaurant, and he reportedly returned later that night and shot somebody with a BB gun before riding away on a bicycle. And, you know, listen, who among us has not been here before? And investigators say the incident stemmed from an argument over a phone charger. So,
I don't know.
I'm not going to say it's justified, but I understand.
Yeah, I just don't know how that happens. I mean, it sounds like there's three different pieces of that story just mushed together. Halfway through January, and we've already got our first massive scandal. This is with the Guinness World Record book for world's oldest dog. Apparently, it might be bogus. Guinness certified the record last January and said a dog in Portugal named Bobby was over 30 years old. He passed away in October, supposedly at age 31. But Bobby's legacy might forever be tarnished after Guinness just announced the record is now under review. He was a type of livestock guardian dog called a Rafero de Alentejo. They usually live 12 to 14 years. That's the important part. It says 31 would be more than twice that. Quick math dictates that there. People also claim photos taken of him in 1999 show a dog with slightly different colored paws.
All right.
May have some issues there.
Some validity to that. If Jason Kelce is set to retire, consider this a strong start to his post-NFL life. This morning, he turned up at his local McDonald's to surprise a fan that's helped him over the years and gave the employee a signed jersey. The employee, Danielle Bonham, posted a picture with the jersey and Kelce in his truck smiling in the background. Kelce signed it and inscribed it to Danielle, "Go Birds, thank you." So job well done there by Jason and Danielle. I watched a little snippet of his podcast with Travis. Got a little emotional talking about what he had to say and tell his teammates after the game on Monday night. That'll do it for us here in hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.